From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project with Allison Stewart and Luke Burbank.
And welcome to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, your home on the radio and the web for headlines and information. And today, a little news you can use as you prepare for the onslaught of rugrats at the office today. I'm Allison Stewart.
I'm Luke Burbank. Allison, is that why we put that little safety gate over all the steps here at BPP World Headquarters?
It's true.
Kids are coming.
Columbus Day. I have Tinker Toys. I've got some markers at my desk. And they're not for me. They're for Nathaniel, Cassie, Thomas, and William, who I believe will be joining us today.
Yeah, it's Columbus Day, and not everyone gets it off, but lots of schools close, so all these parents, and certainly in a place like New York, are trying to figure out what they're going to do. And what they are going to do is bring them here, so we'll see how that goes.
We're also going to get you up to speed on the postponement of the release of the film The Kite Runner. You may have heard this story. There's fear for the safety of some of the boys in the film because there's a pivotal rape scene in the movie. Well, we're going to talk to an Afghan-American about the tensions that the film could actually inflame, about some of the cultural insensitivities that may have gone on in terms of making the movie and then releasing it.
Right. The mayor of Atlantic City is missing, sort of. Somebody knows where he is. His lawyer does, but he's not telling. We'll talk about that. The greatest fact is that this mayor is in a bit of hot water, and he retained apparently the same legal counsel that the other mayor before him who got in hot water did. So this apparently is par for the course there.
We're also going to talk to our resident Monday morning quarterback about what happened over the weekend sports-wise, latest developments in politics as well, a different sport of a kind. And we'll take you a little ramble through the news you can't use.
We're going to get today's headlines from Rachel Martin in just a moment. But first, for October 8th, this Monday, this is the BPP's big story.